Well, Paul, you're on the back foot. It's going to require a lot of determination and stick about ability, I suppose, on the final day to try and save this one now.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's a position that we didn't want to be in, but we are. And look, we've got to show a lot of fight tomorrow. And, you know, I can't at the minute see us getting a big lead on that. There's not enough time to be able to do that. So, you know, if we can bat out the day tomorrow, get a draw, that would be a great result for us, because it's very challenging, that wicket now. It's certainly broke up a lot more than we expected it to. It's turning and the ball's going up and down, so it's not easy. I'm very surprised that Yorkshire have taken that approach, to be honest with you, with a wicket that they haven't really played on in the first class game. It's been hollow-tined all the way through the pitch, and so you know, they didn't know how it was going to react, and it's obviously become quite bowler friendly. They've played well on it and well ahead of the game, and we've got to show a lot of fight tomorrow.
I suppose they'll all point the finger at the fact that you won the toss and put them in.
Well, they were going to bowl as well.
Bad toss to win then, wasn't it?
Well, they were going to bowl as well, because, as I said, you don't know how this wicket's going to turn out. Now, bright sunshine and hot weather, it's certainly broke up a lot more than probably both captains have expected it to. And it's only been that one partnership that's been the difference between the sides. Really, we bowled, apart from that partnership, we bowled Yorkshire out for 170. So it's, you know, that them first two sessions were disappointing. A couple of moments in the game that didn't go our way very early on, which is disappointing.
Decisions, do you mean, or?
Well, I'm not allowed to say things like that, but you need luck at the right times, and it certainly didn't go our way on two or three occasions in the first couple of sessions. So, you know, if you get them bits of luck, then hopefully you get ahead of the game. But as I said, that partnership's been the difference.
When you were hanging around as much as you could today, it was another captain's innings, I suppose, from you. You got into the 60s, but you ran out of partners in the end. Keaton Jennings plugged away for his half century. But it was a wicket that, from our position on the fourth floor in the commentary box, doesn't look that comfortable to be in on. It doesn't look like anybody is actually in when they're batting on it.
No, it's not. It's not the best wicket, to be honest. It's one of those ones where, you know, you get one that rears up when you're pushing forward and it hits you in the bicep. It's, you know, that it's not a flat wicket out there. So it's starting to turn a lot more than we expected, let's be honest. Adil Rashid bowled really well on it, and even Lyth came on at the end there and looked a handful. And he's a part-time spinner, so just be great if somehow we could get a 100-run lead and do something miraculous, because I think that wicket's deteriorating enough to be able to do something special, but it would take a hell of an effort to get a 100-run lead. I think the most probable thing is if we can bat, you know, the three sessions and get away with a draw.
The weather might still help you yet, which would, I suppose, some would see that as a hollow victory, but it happens in cricket. But the other problem you've got here is when you drew the match against Yorkshire back in Chesley Street in May, you didn't actually start your second innings until the afternoon of the final day, whereas this time they've got the best part of four sessions to have a go at you.
Yeah, that's right, and on a lot more bowler-friendly wicket. So it's going to take a magnificent effort to get away with this tomorrow, I have to say. The boys will try their hardest. They'll stick to their game plans that they've got, and I still think we need to look to score runs. And when the ball's in their areas, to, you know, to be committed to it. But apart from that, you're going to have to be very watchful when the ball's in the danger areas, and there's plenty of danger areas on that wicket.